Welcome to the Voice First Research and Development Podcast. At Voice First, we record everything. This episode, we talk about what we thought we were going to do coming into a developer session, what we accomplished during that developer session, the problems we experienced, and then what we will do the next time we sit down to work on Voice First.
Pretty much that's on the West Coast. Then there's Grubhub. They have an Alexa skill, but it's only rated 3 stars, and the last review was in like March 2017. Yeah. DoorDash, one of the Grubhub's biggest competitors, they don't have anything. They don't have like an Alexa skill or like a Google whatever action. So they're potentially losing out on the market. Uh-huh. So we can either create our own aggregate site, or we can go to different competitors and say, hey, we have this company is already doing it, Grubhub is already doing it, you're losing out, you know? We can build this for you. We can add it to your already existing application. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and so the potential is out there, and we just have to figure out how we want to do it, right?
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we want to do we're going to go around the table. Everyone needs to say what they came in expecting. Came in. What they accomplished. Problems they had. And then what you're going to do the next time you sit down to work on Voice First, whatever your project is. So who wants to go first?
I showed up today hoping to be able to fully add in subscriptions. What was the next part?
Right there, accomplished problem. It came in, accomplished problems next time.
So first problem was we spent a lot of time talking.
About an hour and a half.
Yeah. And I was helping other people as expected. The next time I sit down to work on Voice First, I am going to be, so the actual problem that I'm currently on is that I have, every time someone clicks the subscribe button and enters in their credit card details, it stores that info in our Firebase, and then I have a Firebase function that runs as soon as a new storage happens, and that creates a customer in our Stripe account. I'm running into an issue on Firebase where when that function triggers and it creates the customer, I want it to also write back to Firebase, but having both the Stripe customer store and the Firebase write seem to be too much external calling, so it crashes and says that the timeout was too long. So I'm gonna figure out next time I sit down, do the simplest thing that could possibly work, move everything else to a different function that gets triggered a different way. Yeah, it's getting there. It will be done by Tuesday, by the time the next Team Shisha meeting happens. Hmm. And next time what is save code push? Save I did update and push the website. So we have a repository for the Voice First Tech website. I did push the code for that. As for the code on the other stuff, I have not. There's no excuse for me not doing that, and I need to. I'm going to do that immediately once I'm done eating, before I work on anything else. That is my first thing.
Is to what?
Push the Firebase function code for subscriptions, mm-hmm, of dry cleaner up to the repository. The only reason I'm continuing to push on Voice Dry Cleaner rather than creating the subscription for the rest of that is because I've already been building out for Voice Dry Cleaner. I don't expect to actually use it for Voice Dry Cleaner. I actually migrated all of that publicly visible laundry information to a new hidden folder on our website, so that way we're not upsetting Dawn in any way.
Right.
But once it's all implemented, I just copy and paste onto the new site, and I change the term laundry for the term growable or house or tidy, and then it's the same.
Okay, so Rohan.
I came here expecting to get the test cases figured out for the tidy app. I'm still kind of trying to figure that out. I'll sit down. I should be able to figure it out before I leave. But then next time I sit down, I plan on working on Firebase integration for Tidy. So,
what problems did you come into?
Just like lots of errors that I lots of errors I wasn't familiar with how to resolve.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of working through that and troubleshooting things is what I'm going to do, right?
Did you figure out how to solve some of those?
Yes. I've been learning more and more each time I sit down. So hopefully,
yeah.
Hopefully one day I'll have it.
Okay. Dope. And okay, you have next time. What did you accomplish today? Did you get any test cases done?
So I built like the intent, but for some reason it's not like it's not reading in the number that I wanted to. So I'm just trying to get that figured out.
Okay.
But that's so the intent is done, but the test is
yeah.
Or maybe the other way around.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But you know what you got to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Samir, what did you come in today thinking that you were going to get done?
Well, my goals are up there, but what I came in and wanted to do was incorporate the dry cleaner's special note aspect into the tidy, as well as update the language model to reflect that and automatic Amazon geolocation and permission and all that. So I got all that working. Tests are all passing about 40, some tests, 42. Yeah. And then also fixed error handling. I figured out like what was the issue. I didn't have the phrases I was using from last time in the language model. So I put those in there. So those should work. And the only problem I have left is the Twilio number is,
yeah.
Confirmation text
yeah.
sending is not working out right
yeah.
now. So.
And we're working, we recorded,
yeah.
we had a problem and we think that we have someone on the team that might be able to assist us. So we, right when it happened, we were like, okay, this is our problem. This is the data that we have, the evidence of what this, we're trying to paint this picture for that person. Then we're going to take that 1 minute and 30 second video and we're going to send it to him and we're going to see what he says. He'll probably know exactly what to do.
Okay.
That way we save ourselves stress and we can maybe, we could spend the time to figure it out if we want, but also if we're crunched on time, then we can ask someone to help us real quick.
As far as I know, that's the only thing left.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, and then once Rohan gets the size intent figured out, we're going to incorporate that into
yeah.
our tidy app.
Okay.
And so when it sends out a text, it'll have the room size as well.
Yeah. What do you think is, once we button up this and we're able to send texts, what do you guys as a team think that is the next step for tidy?
Like the Firebase integration, and we need to figure out what data we want to collect once we have the app running, so
yeah.
that we can optimize like the app for the future.
Yeah,
and also we need actual testing in the
yeah,
real
yeah.
world testing.
Yeah, so we're gonna get a customer, we're gonna get it in someone's house, and then we're gonna figure out what data we should be recording.
Yeah,
yeah. We'll ask them. We'll ask the our house cleaner contact what they think is the best data to record.
Yeah,
and then the future. Feature would be
yeah.
Google calendar integration.
Okay, and maybe Google Maps integration for
automatic appointments.
Yeah.
Yes. True.
Yeah.
Calendar integration would
yeah.
be awesome.
Yeah, for both.
One thing we haven't leveraged yet that I would love to see in one of our apps is they added speech SSML
mm-hmm.
for Amazon Polly.
Really?
Amazon Polly is a language that lets you change the voice. So you type in a set of words. The normal service is you go on the website, you select an accent, so you say I want an Indian male number 3 out of the 5 options that they have. You type in a set of text, and then you hit click, and then it'll either give you a downloadable MP3 or it'll just play it right there for you. And then you can add that. What you used to have to do is you used to have to upload that to an S3 bucket,
mm-hmm.
and then you'd store it up there, so it wasn't dynamic text. You had to, ahead of time, get all those MP3 files. Amazon has added on integration with Alexa, so that we can just add a little SSML tag into our responses, and it can get a different voice.
Nice.
That's so dope.
As I'm saying that, I'm realizing that that's just Alexa, and I don't think that applies to our Google.
I don't think so.
And
so,
where we want to focus on Google?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Something that a lot of customers bring up
yeah.
is it's like, at some point, we want to change it away from using
yeah.
Alexa's voice, because Alexa's gets boring for people.
In 10 yeah. seconds, explain why we are using Google primarily as our first instead of Alexa.
Google doesn't require customers to enable the skills, so it makes it much more accessible for us and less friction.
Okay, dope. Okay, what did you come
awesome
in?
Awesome work.
What did you come in thinking that you were going to do, and then what did you accomplish? Problem.
I was
hey,
good. I was here to do homework.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was actually accomplished?
What did you accomplish doing your homework?
I mean, I did some of my homework. But
okay.
Yeah. I need to turn it in on Monday.
A lot more homework needs to be.
What problems did you have, like, during doing your homework?
This is basically taking a message, passing an algorithm, and creating a program from it. So.
In what kind of program?
Python.
Okay. And what is the purpose of it?
So basically, I'm trying to get the probability that a grandfather will say either who or whom, depending on what their grandchild said. So basically, I have a whole bunch of probability data that I have to use to get those probabilities, right? And then it's cool stuff.
Yeah. That's the kind of stuff that those little devices listen to that goes right over my head.
And then I need to like also use like hidden Markov models to create these models, and it's like
What class is that?
Computational linguistics.
Okay, dope. What do you have to do going forward, do you think?
Well, I need to finish that.
Yeah.
And also, I'm going to work on the idea for the food app. Hopefully by the end of this week, I'll have some sort of proposal, you know, because I want to continuously do this research.
Yeah.
And then from there, I will get a proposal saying, all right, this is what's already out there. This is what we can do. This is how it can be used and all that good stuff, right? So hopefully by the end of this week, I can get some sort of proposal based on what is already out there, right? So we'll see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What I came in expecting was I expected a good work session. Like, everyone that is here, I expected to be here. Like, if you weren't here, I wasn't going to be pissed, but I'm very glad that everyone came because it seems like this is a usual bunch that keeps coming. What I wanted to get done was I wanted to facilitate everyone and make everyone's job easier because I do have my fingers in a lot of things, but I can do little things here and there that makes everyone's job easier. Also, I think it was the conversation at the beginning was very good. I think that was a huge accomplishment for us today because we had disconnect between two values to solve. There was one problem and we had two different values to ways to solve it, and it was good that both sides came to understanding of both, because I think both sides are now smarter for understanding the other side. There was just like one thought the other didn't understand their side, and the other didn't think the other understood their side, and now it's like coming to in the middle, and I think we are smarter for it. So I think these, sometimes we do talk too much, like I'm doing right now, but conversations are a way to come to a mutual understanding, and that way we can grow. But also execution is key. I also wanted to accomplish making a developer account for AWS, which I did, but that was yesterday. The goal is to create a growable in a house cleaner, AKA Tidy, on a solely developer AWS and a developer dialogue flow, because we don't want anything to happen with a production version. We want to test it, everything on the developer version. Then we take that code, we zip it, then we move and we put it up in a different account, because we've had issues with a Lambda function switch. We think that Amazon has some things to fix because it's switching to Lambda functions that it shouldn't, but we want to make sure. Hold on, what problems did I have today? Problems I had today was I was talking too much and I wasn't listening enough. I thought I could listen more when we were there, and I'm glad that Carlos was there to kind of bring it home.
The more you talk about that separate dev, the more it makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, with those problems, we just want to avoid that.
Yeah, okay. Next time I sit down, which will probably be in another 30 minutes, but actually next time I sit down, I'm going to meditate, and then after that, I am going to send that video to Zach. I am going to then work on putting Growable on a developer account only. Because I've had some issues with Dialogflow. I've been trying to put it on Dialogflow, but I think I'm just having a stupid error. I need to review the videos. Okay, I am done. Thank you for listening. Yusuf.
Wait, before you go.
Oh, okay.
I just have a question for
you.
Don't we already have a voice-first developer console on Amazon?
Yes, okay, I misspoke. I am making a Dialogflow for that. I made the account. Now I am putting Growable on a developer Lambda. And then
all
I'm having
Lambda functions.
So there's going to be production, and there's going to be developer. And it's Lambda, AWS, Dialogflow, Alexa Dev Console, all of that in a fucking box.
You can share those login credentials with everybody.
Yes.
It's less need for that.
It's less pressure.
Than our production.
Yes. And then that's why.
Two different functions, two different skills in connecting. One is for live, one is for test.
Yes. One is a live version that I think only like me and Pat will have access to, or just Pat, either way, I don't care. And then everyone else will be on this, and then once it's testing ready to go, then we move it over. That way we don't have production apps crashing.
So going back to what he said about today's conversation, I think there's a lot to take away actually from that conversation. You know, whether it's coming to understanding with each other, and also some of, and also some of the ideas that were put out there. I really like the idea of possibly having someone doing research, you know, someone dedicated to doing like different types of research and doing those kind of proposals, right? It's like depending on the market, right? I also like the idea of how we're possibly thinking of dividing it into like the different teams, right? Like for example, having our different apps, but then having someone when we have the people do the like the freelance work as well, right? I think those were some good ideas, and when we have more people, we would be we can do that, right? We'll be able to build our own apps while at the same time being able to take freelance work, right? And so that way we have more streams of income, right?
Yes, the more streams of income, the better.
So when we have more people, or at least when we have more time as well, then we can do that.
Exactly, and I think everyone will. Right now it's crunch time just because it's in the semester and things, but for me, I'm glad that we kind of parsed out things that we should be focusing on. I'm only focusing on Growable and House Cleaner, and then all the other housekeeping tests within the company.
So that conversation today, while we went in circles a bit, you know, we there is some good takeaways.
So did we talk about what you came in expecting?
No, we didn't talk about that yet. So I came in expecting to complete the dev quest on the Udemy course. What I accomplished today, I actually like completed the actual like programming aspect of the dev quest. I got like Google Assistant to work and all that stuff.
Hell yeah.
However, the problem I encountered was I don't really know how to use GitHub.
Yeah.
And I tried to like push some files, but I didn't really know how to like add it to the branch.
Yeah, that's so, chill. Yeah. But then how did we solve it? How did we go about solving it?
We made a screen recording of the problem, and we uploaded it. Did we upload it to the Udemy
course? I shared
the
it.
Gmail, the Gmail. Yeah.
Google Photos. The
Voice First Tech Gmail.
Yeah. And then I'm going to forward that to Siobhan. And then if we can, we may integrate that into the Udemy course where you could say, I don't know how to do this GitHub. Then we could have someone else say, this is how you do it. Then we could maybe put that in the Udemy course. We'll see. I'm going to send it to Siobhan and see what he says.
You know what lesson that is?
It's
section.
We have it on the screen recording. I'll send it to you.
Does Udemy have the function of you being to ask questions on the lesson? Because I was trying to see if there was like any commentary on any of the lessons, and I didn't see anything. So it's like,
that is a great question.
We could start a Discord or something. Yeah. We could put a link. Oh,
if we can include it right in, then I'll get a notification and I'll have a backlog of things I can improve.
So,
is there a GitHub lesson on Udemy?
If you don't mind.
For our course?
No, I think that...
Is it the business card lesson, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the business card lesson.
Okay. It's like business card lesson, but also another section would be pushing to GitHub.
So maybe a basic
song. I'm going to include a resource before that lesson. It'll just be a page, and it says... Because, yes, we will need to include that at some point. I don't want to invest that time right now. So at the beginning, I'm going to include a resource that says Learn Git, and I've got three different Git resources that people can use to learn Git.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just have those links so that people can do that if they feel the need to.
Yeah.
Is there a comments section?
So what are you going to do next time?
Next time I sit down, if I didn't already do... Okay.
If you guys run into stuff on an episode...
Like, I couldn't find it, but I didn't look too
right
hard.
Here, there's Browse Q&A right below all the videos. Okay. And then Ask a New Question.
Cool.
That way I can fix it and everybody else can see what we got.
Okay.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Yeah, no problem.
Value. That's providing significant value. Thank you. Okay, what are you doing next time?
Okay, so next time I sit down, if I didn't already do push the files to Git, I should do that then. And after that, I'll move on to like the next course, the lecture thing in the Udemy course.
Oh, yeah.
Have you tried the new one I I put out yesterday, the language model.
The language model. I did not try that one out.
Just curious.
Okay.
I didn't get Trevor's feedback yet. If it's any good. Did you guys try it yesterday?
No, I wasn't doing it today.
I'm trying like half, but
good, not good.
I think you might wanna put it more like earlier in the course, because that is actually really crucial information.
It's less than three. I try to so.
Right now,
the structure is introduction,
but
and then it goes install for people to install Node.js mm-hmm. and Jovo, and then it's language model.
Okay, perfect.
That's good, or should
that's
it go early?
No, that's good.
I think that's perfect.
Right, but Carlos was telling me that before it was going right into the business card,
mm-hmm.
and it's just like, well, that's a lot of stuff that we haven't seen before.
Yeah. While I was going through, like, let's say, intent invocations and, you know, sample phrases and stuff like that, like, that's just super crucial for voice technology. And, like, you just drop it at the beginning. Like, this
so you
is,
think the content's important?
Yeah. I think that, like, that's our section.
That's good input. So next time, did you say what you – did you already say?
Yeah, I already said.
What you're gonna do next time?
Yep.
Okay.
Next lesson.
Yo. Okay. So, Tengis, what did you come in thinking that you were gonna do?
I'm just gonna set this up.
This is recording the audio.
Do the testing for hotel voice, and then just push it to the Bitbucket. And the
which
other
you
thing,
did.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
What in hotel did you complete? What kind of feature did you? What can the send intent do?
It gets like users, whatever like the user says, like a hotel amenities, like from toilet paper to like whatever, you know, it just sends it to the.
Anything really that anyone asks.
Yeah, that's in the hotel though.
Yeah.
So does it make like a list and that sends it to the front desk?
Yeah. So there has to be like a limitation. So there's like a list of items, like
yeah.
50 items, and then from that, like if they say like anything within that range, like Lexagon request, like I'm gonna.
Well, I asked candles though. Did you put candles? In
no,
the
no,
air?
No. But
yeah.
So yeah, that's needs to be fixed. But like,
why?
Because for some reason it's getting
is it a feature
everything.
Or bug?
Yeah. I think it's a feature for now because it's a demo application.
Yeah.
For now, I think it's an excellent feature. I do, because if someone's demoing it. Think about it. If
Tengis has a face that screams bug.
Yeah.
Okay, but think about it. Is it from a demo perspective? If a CEO of a hotel comes and he's like, order this to my room, and it'll be like, yes, I'll have three of those coming.
Because oh shit, because when you said candles, like, because I was like, oh shit, like, there's no candles, and I just read it, and then it worked. Out.
Hey, a lot of times that happens, like with video editing or things.
Mm-hmm.
Things just happen, it's serendipitous, where, oh wow, I didn't mean to get that shot, but
yeah.
That's a good shot.
But then, for...
Did you have a list that's checking it, though? Like, a list of items that already...
No,
pre-defined.
I didn't...
So then it's
I just
go
put it in the invocations, that's it.
Okay, then it's gonna go through anyways. Because you're not checking if that item is in that list,
yeah.
That predefined list. So it's,
yeah,
it's like, you didn't have a bug.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
In the code, there wasn't a bug, it was just structural error.
The point was a demo app, and you made
should
the demo app fire.
Language model?
You could do that, or you could just define it from a database. Because you know, it's going to be...
Because we're
going to
be changing it.
The hotel needs to access it and change it. Continue.
Yeah, so for demo, I think it's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just accidentally made the demo, like...
Better.
Yeah. All right. And then, so the second...
Hey, Brad.
...thing I was... planning to do was just like get like work on one of those test files. I mean the one of the projects we were working on, and then so Zach and I like picked Growable, and since like the other Zach was working on it, so we like tried to understand read through that code.
Yeah.
And then after that, we tried to test it, but then I can't test it in my computer because it was.
It requires a screen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so and then
I think we solved it.
Yeah,
he
I mean he solved it,
Google
and then I tried to like download Google Assistant.
How did the login work for you?
It just linked to my Google account, and I was able to like go through the test.
Okay. Were you guys able to run the test cases?
Test cases, I can't, but we didn't check. You mean the test case, the files?
Like run npm test. Jovo run
done
npm
that.
Test.
Oh,
but
also like we noticed there's like very little test cases. I mean, like
Well, if it like is truly test-driven development, then there is quite a lot of tests missing. But
can you give me? Are there any intents that don't have any test cases?
Oh, like 70% of the intents.
Room status intent. There is no room temperature intent. There is no.
What about humidity?
Room humidity.
Is there a room humidity test?
Nope.
Humidity test. There is one humidity test.
There is, but there's no temperature status.
Temperature test. There's a temperature test. Check test. Temperature. Okay, we have a temperature test.
Do we also have a status, or are we definitely missing status?
I don't see any status. Okay, this is all we have. Add device test, humidity test, launch anonymous test, launch authenticated test, temperature test. That's it.
Okay.
And then we have like, how many tests do we have?
Okay. The milestone that Zach is waiting to get paid for,
mm-hmm.
was him delivering these three intents, and if all three of those intents don't have test cases, that's not complete.
Okay.
So we have 14, 15 intents.
Intents?
Well,
there are 15 intents.
There's unhandled.
And including the unhandled. So
okay.
Without unhandled, it's 13.
Yeah. We'll reach.
Okay.
Good?
Yep. Thank you.
Great work. Next time you sit down?
Yeah, so that's what we need to discuss too. So we're gonna like probably first test it, and then also, yeah, what do we have to do next time?
Like, that's something we need to figure out.
Okay, Zach came in. What did you think you were gonna do today?
Okay, I was expecting to fix dry cleaner with the other Zach with the talk this morning,
yeah.
and all that, but that didn't happen because you know
we had a meeting and we forgot to call Zach.
Basically, that
scrapped away,
I guess.
We dropped the ball.
And also, I was expecting to, well, after fixing that, fix the basically add the Firebase code into the my dry cleaner source code in the Bitbucket and get all that going, but. Not that didn't happen. So I ended up doing just going through this Growable app and try to understand everything I could from how it works, from what it's doing, how it's connecting to the database, what kind of data it's taking, what is it doing with it, and all that. And I think I got most of it figured out. There's like a few questions I'm gonna ask Pat. There's like 2, 3, and then there's like a session attribute. There's a get session attribute for temperature, but then there's not a single line of code that's set session attribute as the temperature. So
good observation.
We're getting nothing out of it, and I was like,
phenomenal.
Yeah, there was like few stuff.
That's a good eye.
I think it'd be great for you and him, other Zach, to get on a call too,
because
he had some comments about the data. There's three different types of data, things like that.
Yeah.
Just a 10-minute call that you guys can chat, jam on it, and then you can talk to Pat.
And. Yeah, there's like adding device and stuff there. Things that could be missing, I think. Potentially missing, but I didn't build the app, so like I gotta test it throughout before I actually say anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a quick question for you.
Mm-hmm.
How did you go about getting up to date on the application? Like,
so I started from scratch today, right?
Yeah.
I had the idea of what it does, but I never seen the code. So I start with the, basically just go through the code itself, and every single intent, what it does, and if it's getting called in somewhere, why is it getting called, and let's say session attributes, set session attributes and stuff like that. Like, where is that value for the attribute is coming from, and where it's getting called with get session attribute, and then we have, well, this is already connected to a database, so like I need to go to the database and see how that is structured and how we're getting all the calls from, like which collection are we going into, which document is it going into, and what else?
Yeah.
It's like, it's mostly like how the intents are getting connected to each other and like what it's gonna get called, and also going through the n-us.json and like looking through what kind of words can I invoke it, which intents and all that, that's really helpful.
Was there like a README kind of thing there? Or?
There was a README.
Okay.
I read that first, but might not be doing everything that it's promising, but I still have to check through all of it.
What is something that would have made your life a little bit easier when getting up to date in regards to the application, you know? Any ideas?
Actually having potentially like more elaborate comments throughout the code, or even the developer who done it. Like if I had a quick talk about like how he went through it and like what was his problems he had like had while he was doing it, that would definitely help me like just from the it's like sets base ground for me.
Okay.
And like helps me to see it from his perspective, how he developed and like what was the problem and how he solved it and all that stuff. Yeah. Other than that,
I like that. That's a good mind share. Do you think it would be better to have the call with Zach, the previous owner of the code, before you take a look at it, or after you take a look at it, so that you've generated those questions?
Before and after. Before I look at the code, I kind of have idea what it does, right? And I would ask like what kind of problems you faced and like what was the solutions or like what do you like more focus on, what should I be looking out for, and then I read through the code and understand how it works. I might have questions, then I have another call too, and especially the second call would be longer if I have a lot of questions. If I don't have a lot of questions, then it would be just short call.
You guys brought up some great points. I want to just be like, hey, you're the new owner of the code, there, own it. But I need to focus on like that transition of ownership where it's like one guy knows everything about it, we want a new guy to know and own everything about it, but how we transition that is important. That I need to,
and also
you're giving me some good tips
also
for
one,
moving
one,
forward
one thing like just point like added to that point is everybody has like different way of coding and you know like how they you know coding style in a sense,
yes,
coding style. So it's like I think I got used to it a little bit because of dry cleaner, because he
you were
did
able
most
to
of
see,
it.
Right.
So you see how, like how he was flowing through the code. But if it was like totally different style but still same like state like code that's doing the same thing, but like if it was in a little bit different style, somebody wrote it a little bit different, then it would take me a little bit longer time to understand.
Are we there. Is ever when you're writing functions, are we including comments above the intents?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Awesome.
I think it's great that we have Zach.
Amazing.
Morgan,
proactive as hell.
As a developer, because he kind of is a very good developer and everything's very structured, it looks great.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's great to learn from him. But everyone brings different strategies and ideas to the table, and it's the more collaboration we have, the better.
Thinking about the meeting this morning, that was something that we could have gone over into a separate room and talked about and let you guys code. I wanted to make it collaborative because everybody here is shaping the future of this company and potentially is going to be owning equity in this company.
Yeah.
Did you guys like being a part of that, or would you have preferred that we move so that you guys could have stayed and focused on the code and gotten more done during the session?
Personally, I'd like this morning to participate in it, just
okay.
So we know what direction we're going,
where
to focus on.
I think it took a little bit longer because it was like mostly like brainstorming, trying to get ideas out of people. But let's say we have like that kind of meeting in the future, I would love to have like certain structure into it and like
we
you
need
know,
to set the context.
Mm-hmm. And like instead of just like let's say the question was like leading like new industry, that's like a super general question, right? I don't know. If it was a different question, like we could like kind of structure the whole meeting and then make it into like more value, more information out in a shorter time, in a sense.
Yeah, leaving it that you're right. Leaving it that broad leaves too much room for people to get lost and distracted.
Yeah,
there's not enough understanding of the direction we wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had done something, I'm thinking if I had. Because I knew I wanted to talk about a new industry, but rather than just saying, anybody think of a new industry, if I had done a little bit of research and I had said, these are three industries I think we should target, let's talk about the pros and cons of each, that might have been it, but that I don't know if we would have gotten food ordering aggregate.
Mm.
A conversation like that. good to know. I'll figure out how to.
Yeah.
I'll define more structure in future meetings like this. More
yeah.
more structure and less generalized questions.
And also, I like having all the developers there because, you know, the especially like Samir and Carlos and like you wasn't there, but then the thing is, and it's like they like kind of have an estimate of how things are going. You know, production wise, it's going and. If especially meeting with CJ, because like he don't know how things are going, well, what's happening in the company. Like he said, he's trying to work on the company, but he gotta have some at least idea from the developers what's going on, how it's going. Like let's say we got stuck in a project and like stuck for days, and like he wouldn't understand because like he don't do that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's something I'm trying. I hope we can resolve with Slack. But it's hard. Yeah, he's always talking to me and saying that there's a lack of communication. I don't.
Every 3 days.
I think we'd like, yeah.
We should have each developer says what they worked on, or each group. We have Tidy and we have Grobel. Each of you, every 3 days, you have to give an update at what the app can do, explaining to someone that's not technical. We'll put it in Slack, and then we can tell people about that.
Or at least end of the week.
Like, wait, okay.
It could be one sentence every 3 days.
Okay.
Because
we're going to try working on that and see how it goes.
Okay, how about this? Let's say we have a channel for all the projects, right, every single one of them, and everybody have basically access to it. And whoever has done something and you pushed it and you got merged or at least have problems or whatever, you write something very simple that's for non-coders and actually get into more specific details in a second message or something. So it's like, if I'm trying to help you, then like I don't want to just hear, I couldn't connect to Firebase. Like I want to know what you've done, why do you think it's not working, or like what the things you couldn't figure out. Like, you know, so something specific so I can give you, like, exact information, or like so whoever is helping or like answering the messages.
I really like that, you know, to see where you stand in the development cycle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right, so you can say I did this, this is where the app stands. You can even say this is where it's supposed to go to next, but
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have to be anything too complex. I think that's really a good idea.
And then
also
the reason I'm saying have channel for each project is like, so we have like at least an idea of which project is where, you know. Everybody.
I think I may be lost. Your idea is it that we create a new channel that's labeled all projects,
no.
or that we
channel for each project,
like the
just
my dry cleaner
the
chat
that
we have
now.
In the
uh-huh.
in the tidy chat,
tidy chat,
and I think we have a global chat,
and
then
basically all the developers and you two, like everybody has access to it, so like everybody can keep in.
And when does
where,
an update get pushed in there?
Whenever you have actually done something, or when you have problems. Like when I say done, like something you committed, or like.
I
so
think it should be based
milestones.
We should have certain days of the week that we do it. Like maybe we'll do one on Monday and one on Thursday.
Or what I want to know is like, how long do you wait if we start to get uncomfortable with not having any communication from the developer?
Thank you. I don't. I hit up RJ to ask about the status of projects. So that's a good question.
It's my
him.
Job to
so
keep
you
updated, and I think that at a bare minimum, we should update every Monday and Thursday.
Okay.
Because
okay.
Thursday is the beginning of the weekend. We have Hack Night. We have this. We have Sunday, and then Monday is kind of the beginning of the school week.
So
I think
okay.
that we'll have a front end update, as in, what is the capability of this app right now to a user? And so it would say, like, you would just maybe either draw up or just text, like, literally the interaction with the app, and then a back end explaining what you did and what the capabilities. Change it, we could do front end, we'll do current status, and then we'll do changes, and then future. And we'll do that for front end and for back end. And they can be very simple. It can just be one sentence. It'll be very simple. It'll take you 5 minutes each day. That way we have these hit points that boom. Every Saturday, we're playing this game. Every Saturday we do more, we get better, we have these conversations. Every day, every Monday and Thursday, we'll kind of touch base.
Okay.
Any
back.
Other... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Should be alright.
Okay.
Because if everybody's keeping in check
yeah.
of... Okay, I'm going to have an update on this project on Thursday, so like, that might be easy, yeah. That might be easy.
Oh, yeah. Everyone, any other comments? I think this is a really good day.
We just passed 3, I think. Everybody clear out, keep doing what you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good work, boys. I'm gonna chill if anyone wants to.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Let's figure out why that music turned off.
I turned it off so that we could hear.